And now a different idea of toddlerhood. How can a toddler almost die from assault? And the investigation falls so short of best practices. That's the question we're asking in today's Reality Check with Civilbeat reporter Chad Blair. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. This is a tough story today.
This is for any good parent to read that a toddler could be assaulted in a way, in any way, is just unthinkable, unbelievable. And yet here is this little child who was clearly attacked 2 years ago, and the investigation didn't seem to follow protocol. Why?
Well, I'll tell you what we do know. John Hill has spent a lot of time talking to people, looking over the police report, which, by the way, is heavily redacted. But we're talking about a 17-month-old child named Peyton, and he was found with blood in the brain, probably from a blow to the head. Part of the skull actually had to be removed in order to relieve pressure. This was at Queens Hospital.
Because his brain is actually shifted, right?
Exactly, exactly. And then there were bruises on the back of the child, looking like handprints, actually, bleeding in the retinas, probably from either shaking or a severe impact. It's clear that the child was exposed to neglect and abuse. What is not clear is who did it. And even though HPD investigated, there was never any resolution to that. The case that was presented to prosecutors went nowhere. There was no admissible evidence.
But there's another wrinkle in this, too.
Well, there is, and it's actually quite shocking. So this took place probably at a daycare center in Eva Beach, and the woman that runs the daycare center is married to a police officer, HPD. The woman was taking care of Peyton, as her two children were there as well. And it appears that the investigators, at least the strong insinuation from the story, is they really did not do what was normal in these kind of abuse cases. They took, for example, they took too long to investigate, to actually interview some of the people involved. It appears they may never have even visited the daycare itself and searched the premises. John talked to a number of child abuse experts nationally, also locally, who said this is just not how you do it. So it raises the question, is because of the HPD connection, was that the reason the case never developed?
Chad, we got to go in just about 30 seconds, but clearly there are so many things about this case we don't know, including whether there will be any sense of justice for this child and an answer for the parents. How is this child functioning today?
Doing much better, 3 years old now. The problem is you just don't know what the lasting impact of trauma might be. Real quickly, HPD will not comment directly on the case. They do say they are still reviewing it. We actually will have an interview posted with the mother of Peyton later today, so check our homepage.
Thanks very much. A story that we don't ever want to have to do a reality check about, but this one seems to be crying out for one. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Every day we talk with Chad Blair from Civilbeat, who gives us a reality check.